And further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabashaw. And 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At the hush money trial of Donald Trump in New York, former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker testifying that family was never brought up as a reason Trump wanted to keep secret alleged affairs and negative stories during his presidential bid in 2016. ABC's Olivia Rubin has more from the courtroom.
Trump does appear focused on the testimony that his old friend David Pecker is giving, especially when he is recounting some of the specific conversations that he personally had with Donald Trump or with his attorney, Michael Cohen. David Pecker testified in one instance about talking to Trump directly about Michael Cohen. That seems something Trump was interested in.
The Supreme Court heard arguments today on whether Donald Trump has presidential immunity over criminal prosecution in the special counsel's election interference case. That outcome will impact the start of the trial and other cases against Trump. And jobless claims dipped last week with 5,000 fewer Americans filing first-time unemployment benefits than the week before. This is ABC News. In Haiti, after weeks of delay, the Presidential Transition Council has been installed, and there is an interim prime minister until next elections. Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, has been plagued with gang violence, with little or no governance, and severe food shortages. While humans' brains are getting bigger, it seems our IQ scores are getting lower. ABC's Jim Ryan explains.
Research conducted by UC Davis shows that people born in the 1970s had an average brain volume 6.6% larger than those born in the 30s. A study done by Northwestern University shows that in three of the four metrics rolled into the IQ test, scores have declined since 2006.
It makes sense to me.
Psychologist Lee Richardson of the Brain Performance Center in Dallas says,
not using all of our brain the way we used to.
She believes artificial intelligence is taking the place of the real thing.
Learning specialists say teaching kids to write cursive can help reverse it. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Nothing is everything.
With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, thickening clouds, lows in the mid-40s. Showers and thunderstorms developing tomorrow with the wind picking up, highs in the upper 50s. Early rain possible Saturday, breezy, highs upper 60s. Showers and thunderstorms return again on Sunday, breezy and highs in the low 60s. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 65 right now.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Donald Trump back in Wisconsin next week. His campaign announced a Waukesha rally on Wednesday during a break in the Stormy Daniels hush money trial in New York. Green Bay area Republican Mike Gallagher's resignation from Congress is official. Second District Democrat Mark Pocan says he'll be missed.
Right. I might not have totally agreed with him at all times, but he's a normal individual and even more normal the way he left, because I think, you know, he voted his conscience on something and he got beat up by the MAGA crowd back home. And then he got beat up by the MAGA crowd within the Republican caucus.
Gallagher stuck around through the weekend to approve aid for Ukraine. A dog saves the day for a family in Oconomowoc. The Western Lakes Fire Department says the pup alerted a family member to the fire on Tuesday by breaking down a gate. Everyone got out, and firefighters quickly brought the fire under control. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Let's face it, fire danger is like a roller coaster. It's up, it's down, and everything in between. Some days the wildfire danger is high. Some days it's low. So before you burn, check the fire danger level in your area. Local fire officials can help. Plan, monitor, and adapt to changing conditions to keep your burn safe. Because it's up to you to prevent wildfires. Brought to you by the Wisconsin DNR.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chentfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chentfit Smith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chentfit Smith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chentfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Changing the way you experience healthcare. Find out more at provisions.health. Adams Super Service, your NAPA certified Gold Car Care Center, Durand. The JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand, and Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Motorists traveling along Highway 10 should be on the lookout for extra traffic today as the 100 miles of thrift sales on Highway 10 starts today. There will be thrift sales along Highway 10 from Ellsworth to Neillsville starting today through Saturday. Those participating in the thrift sales are reminded to be on the lookout for farm equipment as spring planting has now begun in western Wisconsin. And also slow down in the Highway 10 construction zone between Durand and the Pierce-Pepin County line. A River Falls man has been arrested after leading authorities on a chase through multiple counties. According to Lake Halley Police, officers attempted to pull over Anthony Ledsma after spotting Ledsma driving a pickup truck with out-of-date license plates. Ledsma refused to pull over and led officers on a chase through Eau Claire and Trempealeau counties. He was finally stopped with the use of a tire deflation device. A further investigation found that the truck that Ledsma was driving was stolen and that he had an arrest warrant from California. There's opposition to a new homeless center in downtown Eau Claire. Rose Johnson, the owner of Offbeats Violin and Guitar Studio, said she wants to be compassionate, but the city's planned homeless day center would be right next door to her business. She's worried it would scare customers away. Eau Claire is looking for a place that people who are experiencing homelessness can use during the day to get help that they need. The Western Dairyland Economic Opportunity Council is driving the project and has raised nearly $1 million to make it happen. Johnson says she fears a homeless day center will mean an influx of drugs and other crime to the downtown. The University of Wisconsin Lacrosse's top official is taking the first steps towards removing a faculty member who had been fired from his job as chancellor over his fledgling porn career. Former chancellor Joe Gao said Wednesday that interim chancellor Betsy Morgan has filed 3 charges against him on March 29th, accusing him of unethical conduct, failing to cooperate with an investigation, and using UW Lacrosse computers to produce pornographic material. Now, officials from UW Lacrosse and the University of Wisconsin have not commented on the story. A Minnesota milk company will make a big donation to a Rochester food bank. Kemp's has given 80,000 cartons of shelf-stable milk to Channel 1 Regional Food Bank. The milk does not require refrigeration and can last for a year versus 3 weeks for refrigerated milk. The company plans to make another donation of milk to the food bank later this year. You're listening to WRDN News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
Residents in the city of Durand may be experiencing tinted water over the next few days as crews continue with fire hydrant flushing throughout the city. Durand Public Works Superintendent Matt Gillis told the council at last night's meeting that even though the water is tinted, it's still safe, and that residents should just run the cold water for a few minutes to allow the water to clear. He also recommended that residents do not do laundry when crews are flushing hydrants in their neighborhoods. Meanwhile, City Administrator Rasmussen told the council that he would be attending tonight's Durand Rural Fire Department meeting, as the department will be discussing the possible formation of a fire district with the City of Durand Fire Department. Middle school students at Durand Arkansas Middle School learned about different parts of agriculture yesterday during the annual Ag Day that is organized by the Durand Arkansas FFA chapter. Students went through 12 different stations, learning about livestock care, farm equipment, grain bin safety, and even how drones are used in agriculture. Durand Arkansas FFA President Eddie Weinzerl says it's a chance to get students excited about agriculture.
We want younger kids to feel like excited when they get to high school, so then we have more people interested in joining FFA. Like they see the drone flying around and be like, whoa, I didn't think stuff like that would be a part of farming. Maybe I want to go into a field like that. And our FFA chapter can hopefully, like, push them into that field better.
Weinzerl also says Ag Day gives FFA members a chance to meet and mentor middle school students. It's a not guilty plea from the man accused of killing a woman and leaving her body in a suitcase in Chippewa County. Jose Dominguez Garcia was in court yesterday to enter his plea. He's accused of killing his pregnant girlfriend back in 2020 and leaving her body in a suitcase at an abandoned farmhouse along County Road T, just north of Eau Claire. Dominguez Garcia's trial is scheduled for now to begin next March. It looks like there will be layoffs coming when Jennie-O closes its plant in western Wisconsin. The company announced plans back in January to end turkey harvesting at the plant in Barron. This month, Jennie-O said 38 people would lose their jobs. The company says everyone who works in harvesting at the plant will have an opportunity to apply for other jobs. If they don't get one of those jobs, they will be let go. High school athletes in Wisconsin will not get paid, at least not yet. The WIAA yesterday rejected a name, image, and likeness proposal. WIAA officials say NIL is coming to high school sports and suggested the proposal as a way to stay ahead of any new laws or lawsuits. But local athletic directors say the proposed rules didn't work and there were just too many unanswered questions. Both the WIAA and local school leaders expect NIL to come back in the future. You're listening to WRDN News.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection texted directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adams Super Service of Durand.
You gotta love the You gotta love the hometown guys.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across Western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for Western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
Wisconsin is the fifth least gambling addicted state in the U.S. The report by Wallet Hub used data like the number of casinos, lottery sales, and adults with gambling disorders. Utah is the least gambling addicted state, followed by Alaska and Vermont. No surprise that Nevada, along with South Dakota and Montana, have the most gambling addiction. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer heavy-duty dry cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Swiffer takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper heavy-duty dry cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to CleanOrigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to CleanOrigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's CleanOrigin.com, code RADIO10.
Truex assesses his season so far. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today. Looking for weekly motorsports podcast to stay up to date on what's happening on and off the track? The Motor Racing Network is the place. Hear from NASCAR crew chiefs on MRN Crew Call. All the happenings from regional touring series and local tracks on NASCAR Coast to Coast. Sprint Car Talk on Winged Nation. NASCAR history on MRN Classic Races. And hear from the drivers on NASCAR Live. MRN podcasts available on MRN.com, YouTube, or your favorite podcast platform.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Despite scoring just two top five finishes so far this season, Martin Truex Jr. has been consistently in the upper echelon of the NASCAR Cup Series standings. Currently sitting second in the points, the Joe Gibbs Racing pilot feels the number 19 team has everything they need to get to victory lane.
I mean, I feel like it's been really good. I think, you know, we definitely have had a few things go against us. You know, as far as the team and the race cars and speed on the racetrack, it's been awesome. You know, I feel like we've had, aside from one race, we've had top 3 to 5 cars every race and you know, been leading laps and been up front a lot. So, yeah, that's been good. You know, getting good stage points and finishes, and we're up there in the points. We're just missing that win. So we'll knock that out soon.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
At Lowe's, save big every day when you buy in bulk. Save 10% on your choice of any 3 or more A. O. Smith water heaters. Plus, get an extra 5% off every day on eligible purchases when you use your Lowe's business credit card. Get low prices on the materials you need today, because Lowe's knows pros. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. 5% off are subject to credit approval. Exclusions and terms apply. See store at Lowe's.com/credit for details. U.S. only.
The NFL draft is just hours away in Detroit. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Packers, barring a trade, will have some time to wait, selecting 25th overall in round one tonight. The Bears have the first overall pick. They're expected to select USC quarterback Caleb Williams. Bears hoping to build a new lakeside stadium in Chicago. The organization presenting plans yesterday to build a dome stadium off of Lake Michigan. The proposed stadium would be built on the Soldier Field site and includes plans to build a large park adjacent to the stadium that can be used for community events throughout the year. University of Wisconsin-Green Bay officially introducing Kayla Karius as their new women's head basketball coach. She replaces Kevin Borseth, who retired, and Bucks forward Chris Middleton's status for Game 3 of the Eastern Conference first-round playoff series with the Pacers is uncertain tomorrow night after he hurt his ankle in the last game and didn't practice today. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
WIAA schools vote down NIL, plus the first baseball coaches poll of the year. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. More high school sports news after this.
Athletes aren't born. Their success is built through hard work, dedication, and a love for chocolate milk. Chocolate milk is the low-fat, protein-packed recovery drink of choice that elite athletes around the world turn to after their toughest workouts. Looking for a competitive edge? Replenish, rehydrate, and recover with chocolate milk.
Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and local promotion groups.
At Wednesday's annual meeting, the member schools of the WIAA rejected a proposal that would have granted name, image, and likeness opportunities to student athletes. The vote was 219 to 170 against, as many administrators expressed concern over how NIL would be monitored, interpreted, and enforced. While this proposal may have been shot down, it is far from the end of the discussion, as more than 30 states now have NIL at the high school level, including most of the bordering states. The conversation will likely continue within the membership, and there is a chance that the state legislature and or the legal system could take up the topic as well. Two other constitutional amendments did pass overwhelmingly at Wednesday's meeting. The first allows high school coaches additional opportunities to work with players grade 8 and below during the school year, but outside the sports season, while the second gives an opportunity for schools to appeal player ejections and subsequent suspension via video replay if it is determined the wrong player was ejected. Head over to WISSports.net for a full recap of the meeting. On Monday, the Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association released its first coaches poll of the year. Oak Creek leads in D1, and Pewaukee is on top of Division 2. Two-loss Aquinas is the top-ranked team in Division 3, with Johnson Creek atop the D4 poll. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. I've got a buddy that, because of his ice fishing experience with tungsten jigs, has decided he's going to use that same material, that same type of jig, in his open water fishing. And I'll tell you why, but first.
Unleash the power of the OnX Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt.
A friend of mine loved the tungsten jigs when he was ice fishing. He said that you got a lot less metal on that hook to get that jig to drop. And he said in open water, it's going to make a huge difference as well, because you've got a lot smaller jig head, so you have more hook gap showing. You're going to get much better hook sets. And he said that you'll be able to get a much faster drop as well, because with that smaller jig head weighing the same, it's going to drop through the water much quicker. In a lot of cases, that's a good thing, especially if you're fishing schools of fish. In most cases, those smaller fish are going to be in the top layer of that school with those bigger fish down below. So you want a lure that's going to get down fast. It's going to break through those small fish and get down to those bigger fish, and that's what the tungsten jig is going to do. You won't need a great big head on that hook to get it to drop faster. So the next time you're out there looking to buy some jigs, you might want to consider tungsten, although I will give you one word of warning. They're a lot more expensive than lead. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's cleanorigin.com, code RADIO10.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, thickening clouds, lows in the mid-40s. Showers and thunderstorms developing tomorrow with the wind picking up, highs in the upper 50s. Early rain possible Saturday, breezy, highs upper 60s. Showers and thunderstorms return again on Sunday, breezy and highs in the low 60s. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 65 right now.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. A quick shout out and thank you to Chad Moyer filling in for me yesterday as I was judging at the National Agri-Marketing Association's Collegiate Marketing Contest. So thanks, Chad. Much appreciated. Come back to some interesting market trade. We're going to talk a little bit about the influence. You know, unfortunately, headlines have continued to be a big thing, but we're going to talk more importantly about maybe are grains and cattle going to be playing together for a while in the trade? Well, let's talk about this wheat and the weather. Speaking of weather, it's going to be wet in many areas of the growing areas. So good news for them as long as the hail and the tornadoes stay away. Lots to factor in and unpack on today's market trade as Mike Zuzulo joins us. Mike is with Global Commodity Analytics. And I think we got to start on something a little less heart heavy, shall we say. Let's talk about the wheat and the weather. I know that there's been some issues. It's made the headlines before you and I went on the air in regards to some frost damage overseas. But what are you seeing within this wheat complex to possibly continue to push it the way it's been?
I think you laid it out really nicely there, Susan, that we are looking at in the market finally the situation in the world instead of just what's happening in the United States. And what I mean by that is you and I have talked a lot about the world wheat stocks to use ratios being at 10-year lows for several months in a row, and that has not changed on each and every WASD report, but yet the trade continued to see the funds pile into a bigger and bigger net short position in wheat and corn and eventually into soybeans as well. I think what we're finally seeing come together are several factors, and maybe we're starting to see some major trading themes develop here in that the EU just announced that the official European Commission went ahead because of planting delays finally impacting the European wheat crop. They cut their wheat crop substantially, and I think this is where, and this just happened about a half an hour, 45 minutes ago, and this comes on the heels of USDA coming in their April WASD report and raising the European Union forecast versus March. And so I think this really kind of goes back to the initial genesis of what was going on in this market and why the funds were net short. And I think there were two big reasons. The production expectations were that we were going to build supplies in 24, 25 versus 23, 24, number one. Number two, the currency markets were going to make it extra difficult for the demand side to come in here and really support this market. Well, now we have this in Europe. We have Ukrainian corn prices at a four-month high in the futures market as we see short covering starting to come in there. We're also seeing the logistics finally take hold in terms of the unfortunate bombings that have been going on in the Odessa area. And I think the other thing goes back to what you just talked about, and that is the big R, Russia, and Russia equals wheat. And the 10-day forecast now for driest areas of Russia and parts of Ukraine is for hot and dry conditions. And so this is an extremely critical time for Russia, just like it is for us here in the States. So bottom lining it out, with the turn lower in the U.S. dollar today and a new weekly low thanks to some GDP numbers, I think, we've got several factors now supporting the idea that, hey, wait a minute, wheat is at a 10-year low in stocks-to-use ratio. So I think we are getting rich in price, but I don't see that we have to immediately go backwards and go lower at this point, that we could, in fact, build upon a tightening supply situation if we keep running things in the right direction fundamentally.
And then you got to look at it, the crop here in the United States, with the fact that the weather, we got some storms that are set to move in, which could bring some much needed moisture to areas of Kansas, but it's still definitely dry from what I'm understanding in Texas and Oklahoma.
Yeah, very much so. And I'm glad you brought up Oklahoma, because we've seen a 24-point drop in good to excellent conditions since the 1st of April in Oklahoma. And I think that's due to both dryness, as you say, but also probably frost freeze damage based upon what I'm hearing in those parts of the country, and even in clients that are down by Hutchinson, Kansas, talking about issues with the frost freeze and how it probably did get clipped based upon what they're seeing now. And they were waiting for this week and next week to see exactly how the wheat looked in terms of growth. So I think, yeah, you could see some rains come in and really hit some dry areas. But then I'm wondering, because of some of the way the models look, whether some areas in the soft red wheat belt, i.e. Missouri, which is in the top three for soft red wheat typically in production and acreage base, they're looking at enormous amounts of rain potentially the next 6 to 7 days. And I know the old saying in the trade when I first got into the business was, you can't drown wheat. Well, when you're talking about the levels that some of these models are projecting, I think you could take out some low-lying areas and really make it messy in terms of disease pressure at the end, while we get ready to, you know, in the final stages of this crop.
So what are your thoughts? You brought up the GDP and jobless that came out today. It kind of affected the way we saw the stock market move, and just the markets in general kind of took notice.
Yeah, and this is where, when you look at the fundamentals like I do in the macroeconomic side, the U.S. GDP coming in at plus 1.6%, anytime it's below 2%, that equates to a recessionary pressure to me. And so I have to ask myself, why would a dollar bull be coming in and buying the U.S. dollar? Because they are expecting a soft landing at this point. It looks like the soft landing for the United States is less likely to happen than it was 24 hours ago when it comes to the economic data. And secondly, the inflation data that the Fed looks at, the PCE, consumption expenditure number, came out hotter than what the trade was expecting. So again, I say to myself, okay, if you're buying the dollar on the idea that the Fed's not going to cut rates, what about that gold market? What about the record high prices in gold and the sticky inflation? Does that really support the idea of buying the dollar at a 105, 106 price level? And I think this is the heart of what happened in 2009 and why the wheat and the corn, I think, can lead the beans higher counter seasonally if the dollar peaks.
All right, well, stick around, folks. More is coming up as we get ready for the second half of the Channel Final Bell on this Thursday afternoon on the Rural Radio Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, The Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as Mike Zuzulo continues to join us. He's with Global Commodity Analytics. And, you know, what started out with a kind of frustration within the cattle complex today, they ended up finishing on a nice high note in the trade. We know that there was some decent cash that's been moving. The north has been short on cattle, that is. So can we look past these headlines, Mike, or are these headlines that you and I haven't had a chance to talk about on the air going to just kind of sit around and loom around in the background for us?
I think they're going to sit around and loom, Susan, at this point. And I think as a person that, you know, is a risk manager and, you know, has been analyzing livestock markets for the better part of 30 years, I think you have to keep your head up and keep a watch on this type of a situation, not just from a livestock perspective, but also from a grain perspective. Two things. I really wonder if without the turnaround higher in the cattle market today, I'm not sure whether the grain markets would have come on so strong as they did, because what I think the market is starting to look at in the corn and in the meal specifically is the influenza A and the HPAI equaling feed demand for both poultry flocks and dairy herds. And I think that makes sense fundamentally. And so that's something that is certainly on my radar screen as a result of that. The second thing I noted was that we saw a really strong turnaround led by the April futures in feeders and fats. And I wonder if that wasn't due to the cash side of the equation, because the April feeders are getting ready to go off the board tomorrow. And yet they still had, I think, around 400 plus daily volume. Fat cattle, same thing. They're getting very close to expiration here at the end of the month. But we still had a very strong surge, and I want to say that the feeders actually were able to make a new weekly high by the end of the day. I hadn't double-checked that on the settlements, but really interesting dynamic when it comes to this cattle trade and now having to weave in between the news wire headlines and the noise of what we're dealing with this influenza A.
Could the saving grace, though, be in the sense that they are short bought in the north? I don't know what the south is looking like at this point. I saw that they had some sales pretty much taken care of yesterday. But grilling season is literally here.
Yeah, and I think the cold storage numbers have to be mentioned as well. They didn't look that great for the pork side of the equation. The hogs were overbought to begin with, so you were probably in a situation where you needed to feed the bull in the hogs. But the cold storage numbers for beef, some are reporting that it's the lowest since March of 2014. I haven't double-checked that, but that would be a 10-year low in beef stocks in cold storage. And then you look at the beef export sales today, they were only down 3% from the four-week average, and China was still our number one buyer. I think you bring up a big point, and that is the demand side of the equation is still holding in there very nicely, and I think that's crucial. I've told clients and subscribers at this point that The mindset that I had after the cattle on feed report was, because of the placements being so low for the feeders, that we should have put a low in after this cattle on feed report last Friday. As such, I would not want to see the lows taken out from last Friday when it comes to the May feeders and the June fat cattle. If I see those taken out on a closing basis, then I'm going to get very, very nervous that we're going to see a new leg down in this market and that floors need to be put in. Otherwise, I'm just going to take my risk in the cash market and stay as current as possible on strong rallies.
So why did the hogs trade as hard to the downside as they did today?
Yeah, that's a great question, because we need the stock market, we need the dollar, and we need the hogs on our side as we get into summer grilling season. I'm inclined to think that the summer hog price going up to that 107 area again in the June kind of looks like a double top area, and I felt like that double top's probably going to hold unless the dollar cracks and it starts to go lower, and then we could pick up more exports and not have to worry about that coming back into the domestic side of the equation. So I'm going to watch that very carefully, but I'm thinking that it was a retracement and the bulls just took profit because, like I said, the cold storage and the weekly export sales being down 25% from the four-week average probably caused them to take some profit, I would guess.
So what's going to be your watch to on these markets as we head into tonight's overnight trade, knowing the headlines are still going to be there, weather's still going to be there as we move into a Friday trade?
I think we're on the track in corn especially to willingly follow a wheat-led rally at this point. And we've talked about this a lot, and I was hoping that we could get this in April in a counter-seasonal manner. We started to get that. Now the next step, the crucial step, is a peak in the dollar, a high in the dollar. Other than that, those June fat cattle prices, 174.58, that was last Friday's low before the cattle on feed report. May feeders, 241.13, that low. These lows I do not want to see taken out. I'm going to try and keep it as simple as possible for the clients and subscribers because they're busy and because we have so much noise in this market. It's extremely volatile right now.
All right. Best way for folks to get a hold of you, Mike?
GlobalComResearch.com. It's GlobalCom with two M's, research.com. You can take a look at our product services. Also sign up for a free trial.
All right. That has been today's Channel Final Bell. The Channel Final Bell is brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional. Pick this up as a podcast at ruralradionetwork.com or wherever you subscribe. And of course, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss not suitable to all investors. And that's the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud sponsor of the FP Next podcast. Here in the United States, we're thinking about planting progress this time of year, but in Argentina and Brazil, harvest progress is what's being measured. And in Argentina, that harvest is likely getting smaller. I'll have more after this.
Plant your way to higher yield potential by investing in a precision upgrade from John Deere. Improve emergence with ExactEmerge row units and our patented brush belt technology. Easy adjust row cleaners and individual row hydraulic downforce will help you improve seed placement. Interested in better seed placement and higher yield potential with your current planter? Ask your John Deere dealer about precision upgrades.
Kurt and Sarah here, your hosts for the FP Next podcast. Tune in to our latest episode where we discuss where farmers can find affordable health coverage plans for themselves and their families.
There's often a huge barrier in terms of access and affordability for health care. And a lot of times, one of the spouses needs to have off-farm employment just to be able to access that employer health care.
Hear this and more from your friends at FP Next, powered by John Deere. With new episodes every other Tuesday, find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
Argentina, historically the world's third largest corn exporter, had been expected to produce a record crop this year after the end of massive drought and an election cycle that saw farmers get excited about their economic prospects. Last fall, when Argentine farmers were preparing for planting, global analysts expected the country to produce 56.5 million metric tons of corn, a staggering volume for a country that, up until 2014, had never produced more than 30 million tons. But with harvest now 15% complete in the Argentinian countryside, more analysts are revising down their crop expectations as swarms of leafhoppers decimate corn plants ahead of the combines. The leafhopper is a small insect, between 1/8 and a half inch long and wedge-shaped with big wings that these use to fly from plant to plant. Leafhoppers suck sap from plants and shrubs and carry the disease Spiroplasma, which causes corn stunt disease, robbing the plant of yield. Christian Russo, head of agricultural estimates at the Rosario Grain Exchange, told reporters, quote, corn is very affected, and this is something that we fear and worries us. It is likely that this will be a big factor in further losses, which will not be minor. So far, the leafhopper infestation is estimated to have done nearly $1.3 billion in damage to the crop, with the worst hurt regions in the north seeing yields hit as much as 40 to 50% of their historical averages. The leafhoppers, which thrive in humid and wet conditions, have been spotted in areas they usually do not appear, with economist Russo saying that the impact was felt very hard in the province of Santa Fe and in Cordoba, the core agricultural region of the country. The Rosario Grain Exchange currently estimates Argentina's corn crop has shrunk by some 6 million metric tons, with production expected now at 50.5 million. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange has also cut their estimates even further, now forecasting 49.5 million tons of corn production. I'll have more details after this.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
While corn farmers in Argentina grapple with the leafhopper pest robbing yield, soy producers say yield should still be strong, with the country expected to produce 50 million metric tons of soybeans, more than double the drought-hit production of last year and pushing millions of tons of soybean oil and meal onto global markets. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, proud sponsor of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, thickening clouds, lows in the mid-40s. Showers and thunderstorms developing tomorrow with the wind picking up, highs in the upper 50s. Early rain possible Saturday, breezy, highs upper 60s. Showers and thunderstorms return again on Sunday, breezy and highs in the low 60s. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 65 right now.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
His eyes are cold and restless, and his wounds have almost healed. And she'd give half of Texas just to change the way he feels. She knows his love's in Tulsa, and she knows he's gonna go. Well, it ain't no woman, flesh and blood, it's that damned old road he go. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's the roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white in his knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and chaps, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. It's the ropes and the reins and the joy and the pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. She does her best to hold him when his love comes to call. But his need for it controls him, and her back's against the wall. And it's so long, girl, I'll see you when it's time for him to go. You know the woman wants her cowboy like he wants his rodeo. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's a roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white of the knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and chaps, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. It's the ropes and the rain and the joy and pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. It'll drive a cowboy crazy, it'll drive a man insane, and he'll sell off everything he owns just to pay to play a game. And a broken home and some broken bones is all he'll have to show for all the years that he spent chasing this dream they call Wrong Eagle. Oh, well, it's buzz and blood, it's a dust of mud, it's a roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white and the knuckles, the gold and the buckle, he'll win the next go-round. It's boots and shafts, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and latigo. It's ropes and the reins and the joy and the pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. It's the Bronx and the blood, it's the steers and the mud, and they call the thing rodeo. Wow.
locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Up early this morning around 4 a.m. with the moon shining bright as headlights on the interstate. I pulled the covers over my head and tried to catch some sleep, but thoughts of us kept keeping me awake. Ever since you found yourself in someone else's arms, I've been trying my best to get along, but that's okay, there's nothing left to say. But take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and take your reasons, but you'll think of me. And take your cat and leave my sweater, cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. Went out driving, trying to clear my head. I tried to sweep out all the ruins that my emotions left. I guess I'm feeling just a little tired of this, and all the baggage that seems to still exist. It seems the only blessing I have left to my name, not knowing what we could have been, what we should have been. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and take your reasons, but you'll think of me. And take your cat and leave my sweater, cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. Someday I'm gonna run across your mind, but don't worry, I'll be fine. I'm gonna be alright while you're sleeping with your pride, wishing I could hold you tight. I'll be over you and on with my life. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your cat and leave my sweater, cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I'll feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and all your reasons, but you'll think of me. And take your cat and my sweater, cause we got nothing left to weather. In fact, I'll feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. You'll think of me, yeah. And you're gonna think of me.
Just off of the beaten path, a little dot on a state road map, that's where I was born and where I'll die. Things move at a slower pace, nobody's in the rat race, and these days that's a special way of life. Down home, where they know you by name and treat you like family. Down home, a man's good word and a handshake are all you need. Folks know if they're falling on hard times, they can fall back home. Those of us raised up down home. In the corner of the hardware store, gathered round a checkerboard, old men telling lies and crowning kings.
Kids driving round the old town square. Cops roll down in the cool night air. Go and see what's shaking at the Dairy Queen. Down home, where they know you by name and treat you like family. Down home, a man's good word and a handshake are all you need. Folks know if they're falling on hard times, they can fall back home. Those of us raised up down. When I was a boy, I couldn't wait to leave this place. But now I want to see my children raised down home.